Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Shape. Boom! As always, you can listen to this show and all of our local shows on The Fan, on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
In any decision with the football team, just want to make sure I take my time and make sure I'm doing what's right for all the players. And that's this decision. That's really every decision I make.
That is Kevin Stefanski explaining.
Long-winded as usual, that's Stefanski.
I mean, he just, too much. Kevin, keep those cards a little closer to the vest.
Like
there.
You asked in between the break, you're like, which one, which clip do you want to go with? We got two, we got three, we got four. Which one's good to you? And I'm like, it's not going to matter with him.
You know why I got spoiled?
It's all going to be 5 seconds and that's it.
I got spoiled by the press conference earlier this week where even though he said nothing, he said everything with his answers. But that was Kevin Stefanski talking about the time it took to name Shador the backup and make this decision. We do have Jason Pinkston coming up in just about 20 minutes. I might not be ready to share the station issues that have happened that happened to coincide with society falling apart in
You sound like you're getting really ready to do it though.
I'm not ready. I'm still, I would say crestfallen, but I don't know what that word means. But if I knew what it means, that could be it. But if it's not, it's either that or quick hits at 3:40 after Pink. We'll see. As we get you ready on
a foot. You keep talking about it in between every break. I kind of want you to do it now.
No, I'm just not ready. You know, I mean,
Every break, he's like, he's infuriated over this.
I was going to say, I can see him being so animated past the glass.
I don't even know what it is, though. That's the part that's keeping me up, wondering what's going on.
Because I'm on the edge of my seat.
Because it matters to you. It matters to Mac. It matters to Jake. It matters to everybody that works at this station.
The heavy
at this cluster.
Bet is it's not going to matter to me at all.
I think
it's a heavy bet.
Well, no. You might not identify with it yet.
Yet.
You will. You damn sure will.
Did someone cross me?
I thought.
I did the emphasis on me there, funny, in a funny way. As if,
I thought crossing me was crossing you.
Someone
I don't know.
Me?
I don't know. We'll see. But it might be 3:40. We'll see. We might do quick hits there. But I do think it's interesting. I know Baskin today talked about the Browns have now put a lot of pressure on Dylan Gabriel by naming Shador the backup.
Mm-hmm.
And like if fans right now are clamoring for Shador, I'm not. I think it's faded he'll play. I'm excited to see him play when he plays. But I understand, like, let's be real here. The Dylan's second start is not as big a story as Shador being the backup because Shador does have sizzle. Some of that's media creation. Some of that's Shador Camp's creation.
In this case, was the Browns' creation in many ways. They could have stopped the story on Tuesday.
I think that's 100% right. And so
we kind of need to highlight that a little bit, don't we?
Go ahead.
Oh, just the idea that like everyone's like, oh, it's always on Shador. It's always Shador's fault. He's the one that brings all this attention. He's the one that brings this and all that. Well, I mean, the Browns could have easily stopped this thing on Tuesday. You could have done the common sense play. What everyone thought should happen to begin with is everyone moves up. What Brian McFadden say? He was like, just everyone moves up one, and then you just keep the trains rolling down the track, and you don't have to worry about it. And the Browns instead decided to play how do we get the most attention possible for 3 days straight? You could have stopped this on Tuesday. On Wednesday, in the open portion to the media, the practice that was set, you could have put Shador at the backup quarterback spot next to Dylan Gabriel the way that you do every single week with the backup quarterback. Instead, you put him over there with the practice squad players. That's not on Shador. That's on the Browns. Like, the Browns have a hand in all of this. Like, they really do. It's bothersome to me that way.
So, I don't disagree. Can I give you two more plausible theories on why they just didn't call Shador the backup on Tuesday? One, they actually do like the distraction. They don't like the distraction when they're playing well or when something good happens and then they have to talk about Shador. like Dylan being the named the starter last week. But
like, we're not talking about how much you suck at football right now.
Bingo. I don't think that matters to Kevin. Might matter to the people that run the organization above Kevin and maybe even above Andrew Berry. The second one is, they might be painfully aware that the perception of them is that things are going to disarray, that this is becoming the same old Browns, verbiage that I've certainly used this week, and they wanted to use the Shador decision to show, hey, we're still being incredibly well thought out. We're still being incredibly, intentional. I think that's a word they've used a lot in all of our decisions. Meaning, we're going to use the Shador decision to paint us as somebody that, hey, there's no disarray here. The thought partners are still thinking partnerly. And this is, well, this so is
that's
case
even
that.
That's even confusing still too. Like, so what happened to the people that were trying to tell us that through weak sources that Shador wasn't ready and wasn't and needed so much more time to cook? Is that not just completely contradicting itself then when you make them one play away from being put in the football game?
I mean, I think their reaction will be, well, we didn't leak that. I think when
it's
you
been
leak
their message the entire time
it is,
though.
But when you leak it through third parties, you can say we don't know who said that in the organ. There's plausible deniability there versus if they had said it themselves.
We had Daryl on this morning on with Ken and Anthony being like, the Browns are doing. Daryl will join us later. Be like, the Browns are doing this right. They're finally doing this right. And it's like, well, hold on. Since you named him the backup quarterback, that goes up against everyone that thought that they were doing it right and slow playing Shador in any sort of way. Are those same people going to turn around with Daryl tonight, turn around and say, what are the Browns doing with Shador Sanders? How dare they? What do they do? They're not treating him the right way. I don't think we're going to get that from Daryl today.
I don't think we will either. But I also
it's funny how it works.
I think when
it's pointing it out.
I think when the Browns leak things, it's the extra step away from what is reality. Meaning, they can leak anything they want to the media because it then falls on Daryl. It falls on the beat reporters. It falls on the national reporters. And I think they've gotten away with that. And I don't mean
and
gotten
I think they,
away.
I think they love I, that, by the
yeah,
way.
Yeah, 100%.
And I think they love when they make the national reporters and the local reporters look like idiots. I think they set them up sometimes to look like idiots. I think the whole draft process and what happened with the trade out of number two, obviously it was for good football reasons, not suggesting that, but the misdirection that Andrew Berry kept playing with the media the entire time, where they had everyone certain that Abdul Carter was going to be the choice at number two, to then have everyone certain it was Travis Hunter to be the pick at number two. Like, they just like playing these games. They love these games, and they love the idea that they can get people to just take the bait and then eventually sound like idiots. That's what they love. They eat it up.
How much pressure is on Dylan? Or how much added pressure is on Dylan because of Shador?
I told you earlier, I disagree with Baskin's assessment. I do feel like the fans and everyone, but Stefanski doesn't pay attention to that noise nearly as much as people think that he does. I think the fans will be clamoring for Shador drive one that fails with Dylan Gabriel. But I think the understanding there is that Dylan Gabriel, at least my understanding of it, is that Kevin Stefanski needs this to work with Dylan Gabriel. This is his choice. This is the quarterback that he has said he loves and is the first one out of the gate outside of Joe Flacco. So he's going to have a long leash here in many respects to be able to showcase what he can and cannot do, because it's more important to Kevin that Gabriel is the one that works than it being Shador.
I do believe that the depiction of Dylan is a really good kid, really smart kid, very mature. I do think that's correct. I also think that there is, I don't know if jealousy is the right word, but I just, between the two times where was he talking about Shador, was he not talking about Shador?
This goes back even further than that. This is like the wrist up moment.
100%.
Yep. Rookie photo, everyone putting wrist up, and Dylan's over there sulking, rightfully so.
So it's not 100% on the up and up for me. And it doesn't mean, by the way, it's a huge deal either. But I would just say, if Dylan feels insecure just because Shador is backing him up, he's already cooked as an NFL quarterback. To the people worried about Dylan Gabriel, it's like, no, the entirety of becoming a starting quarterback in the NFL, or being the starting quarterback even for a week, it's a giant stress test. And by the way, I think the reverse for Shador is the giant stress test of you're not starting, you've never not started in college. You got to figure this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
It's out, right? These are necessary tests that each of these young men have to go through. And if they fail it, there's your answer. And it's unfair to both of them that this has become a one-season prism. That's also the NFL.
Yeah.
Like, we get into these things of fair or unfair. It doesn't matter if it's fair or unfair, but it can only be more pressure on Dylan. If Dylan allows it, or if Dylan has a soft spot in his armor because of Shador.
I mean, he's
and
a bigger
that,
man.
There's
he's,
the answer.
He's a bigger man than I am if he doesn't let it get to him.
He's not, though. He's a very he's tiny a very fellow. Tiny.
Yeah. I'm almost 6'2".
You walked me right into
I'm
it.
Almost 6'2".
Yeah. He's
a wishes, tiny little guy.
He wishes he was Peterlin.
He would have been a first-round pick if he had Peterlin height. My older brother is 6'4". My 6'3". My younger brother is 6'4". Mm. And I'm just approaching 6'2". He would have killed for some Peterlin height.
That's true. Just a little bit of it.
So the point is, though, that like he's a much bigger man than I am, though. Seriously, though, in the respect of if he doesn't hear or doesn't see Shador breathing down his neck, like I don't know how you don't. It would be very incredible if he's just able to lock in and not focus on anything else around Shador. In fact, I don't even know how they do the whole Shador is supposed to help him throughout the week get better and do all that. I know Shador's a really good teammate. But even some of that stuff is it would be hard in many aspects. It
C
would.
In Cleveland joining us. C, welcome to the show. Happy C. Football Friday.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Good afternoon.
I was thinking, and I went. It's a different approach. I put myself in a coach's place. I'm thinking what happened was everybody before the draft. I'm talking about the first of the year, February. Everybody was talking about how good Shador was. So, for me, I'm not a professional football player, but
yet
I waited for football. I waited. And then when it's time, we're listening, and we're listening to these experts saying, oh, he's this. Oh, he's great. Oh, he's going to be number one. We're even talking about men that's sitting national, sitting at a desk like Mel. Mel was really upset. And then he fell. He fell all the way down to the fifth round. My thing is, I believe that there is a split between the front office and the coaching staff. I wouldn't like it if I drafted a quarterback in the third round and then someone else drafted one in the fifth round. Sierpaski, every time he does something, somebody else, but they're not saying this, somebody else is doing something else. The Browns was okay. And then you brought number four in. That's when we started going downhill. We bring in number four, but that's not bad enough. Then we had to change the offense with the other coordinator that didn't work out at all. That's not the coach's game.
All right, see,
he likes to dink and dunk.
We are up against it, see, so we do have to run, but we appreciate it. What do you make of that call?
I wish we had sweet chin music is what I make of that call.
That's fair. I didn't understand where
it's their bit.
We ended up.
But I wish we had it on our show at that point.
We kind of ended up going. We started doing the history of the Browns. There was a lot there. 216-474-0092. How much added pressure is on Dylan Gabriel now that Shador is the backup? Can only be added pressure if he allows it. Jason Pinkston, former Browns offensive lineman, in 5 minutes. Getting you ready for the Steelers-Browns game in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.